It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Paleport.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
And our weather's cooled off a bit, but the blob is back, that big patch of warm water off the coast, and this time it's even stronger because of El Nino. I'm Bellamy Paleport with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain how and why that blob is driving up our air temperatures. First, Cliff, is summer over already? I had to put on an extra layer this morning.
No, it's not over. By the way, I love that music. I love the blob. Anyway, today is a real cool down. You could see the difference. Look outside. There's a lot of clouds. Last night it got kind of breezy, particularly breezy in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. As the cool air displaced the warm air, winds gusted over 50 miles per hour in some places in the central and eastern part of the strait. It was pretty amazing. But that's calmed down now. So the marine air is in, and today is going to be a substantial step down. There's clouds in the morning. I think a lot of them will burn off later during the afternoon, but temperatures will only get up into the upper 60s for many people, maybe a few into the lower 70s, but big jump down. Saturday, pretty similar, maybe slightly warmer. Temperatures getting into the lower 70s, low clouds in the morning, so not too bad, but we'll have sun in the afternoon. On Sunday, a ridge builds in temporarily, and temperatures will get up into the mid-70s, and that'll continue into Monday. I think 80 or even low 80s is possible. But then the cold air comes back, or the cool air comes back. The marine air will surge in later on Monday and into Tuesday, and the temperatures will drop back into the lower 70s. So nothing extreme, but we're going to that normal situation this time of the year. Cool air pushes in, we drop, then the warm air comes in, this back and forth.
So we got some June gloom, I guess, just in time for the marathon runners tomorrow in Seattle and furry 5K participants on Sunday at Seward Park. It sounds like it'll be actually pretty good conditions for both of those events.
That's right. The mornings will be cool and be cloud. So if you're going on a fun run or a long run, I think it'll be quite decent this weekend.
So let's talk about that blob. What are the implications of it for the summer weather in general?
Well, I love the blob, and it kind of faded out later last year. The blob is this area of warm water in the Northeast Pacific. It's a large area. It's like 1,000, 2,000 miles in diameter. Well, it developed, then it faded, and now it's coming back. And we look offshore. We have measurements of the sea surface temperatures over the Northeast Pacific, and they've come up quite a bit in the last few months. So the blob is back. Now, what are the implications? Well, the first one, the most clear one, is that we can expect our temperatures to be above normal this summer. The blob is there. It doesn't change very rapidly. It's like a science fiction movie. And as the air comes to us from off the Pacific Ocean, and most of the time the air is coming to us from the Pacific Ocean, it'll be going over this warm water that's maybe 2 to 5 degrees above normal. So it's a very good bet that our temperatures will be at least that much warmer than normal this summer. So I wouldn't expect a cooler than normal summer, certainly. And we have computer models that actually simulate this kind of thing, and they are consistent with that. Warmer than normal conditions this coming summer.
So it's kind of slow and sticky in a way. It's going to stay put. How long do we think it will stick around?
Well, it should stick around at least through the summer. But then as we get into the fall and winter, the El Nino pattern is going to become dominant. We will have a strong El Nino next winter. It's pretty clear now. And that's generally associated with warmer than normal water right near the coast and down into the tropical Pacific. So I suspect the blob will weaken a little bit over the Pacific, but it'll strengthen right near the coast here.
So explain a little bit more about how El Nino and the blob interact. I'm not quite sure I understand if one causes the other or how that works.
No, they're not the same thing. The blob is caused by persistent high pressure over the eastern Pacific. We think that's connected with some warm water in a certain area of the subtropical Pacific, but that's an area of research. El Nino is associated with warmer than normal water in the tropical Pacific between the central and the eastern side going towards South America. And that is a separate phenomena. It's one that we know will rev up now this coming year, and which has certain implications for us, like less storms, a little bit warmer than normal, and less snowpack.
Can the blob cause melting of snowpack in the mountains because of those air temperatures, or are they lower down?
Well, I think the blob causes us to be warmer than normal, and that would affect the snow, but I don't think we'll see the blob as we get into the fall and the winter. I think we're going to get solidly into an El Nino pattern, and that alone can help bring down the snowpack.
Thanks, Cliff.
My pleasure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and he has a blog. You'll find a link to that and also a way of podcasting our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.